It's hard to find people who really remember it. All right, first I have to make a statement and tell you what I'm doing.
Okay.
So, the key objective of this interview is to serve as a research tool to document memories of the American chestnut in the southern Appalachian region. Information obtained in these interviews will be retained and made available for further use in efforts to promote a better understanding of the role of the American chestnut in Appalachian culture. So then I have to ask, have you signed the participant identification and release agreements?
Yes.
Great. Okay. So first, will you just tell me your name and when you were born and where you're from?
I'm Geneva Assen, and I was born at Ice, Kentucky in 1924.
So where is that for someone? Like, I know where Ice, Kentucky is, but how would you describe it if somebody didn't know where that was? Somebody from Tennessee was asking you.
Well, it was a coal camp at that time. My dad worked in the mines there. And it's about 8 or 10, maybe not that much, miles from Whitesburg, city of Whitesburg.
Okay, good. So let's see, what else about this? Where did you go to school? Tell me where you went to school.
Cancom Creek up here.
Okay. And where at Letcher County? Letcher County, Kentucky.
Yeah, Letcher County, Kentucky.
Okay, so first question I'm going to ask is, do you remember the chestnut yourself at all?
Yeah.
And what do you remember about it?
I remember when we were small, I was probably maybe 9 or 10 years old. I'm not sure about that, but I was real young. We'd get out and get them and crack the hull off of them and bring them in. Sometimes we'd roast them, sometimes we'd eat them raw, you know.
So where, like, describe to me how you would gather them, or would you walk up the hill, or how would you gather them?
Yeah, they was all up in the hills. We would just take us a bag or something and put a few in it. We didn't gather many, but we gathered a few, what we could.
How did you crack the hull off of it?
With a rock. Usually, if we had them at home, we'd take the hammer and crack them out to eat, you know. We would take a rock and bust that hull off. It had stickers on it. It hurt. You know, you couldn't handle it.
What would happen if you got a sticker stuck in your hand?
It just stuck there back out. It didn't stay in.
Yeah. Do you remember your mom or dad or aunts or uncles or any of your family members ever telling you about chestnuts or talking about them? Or?
Well, they was a common thing at that time. Nobody paid them much mind. They'd just go gather them and eat them and throw them away or whatever. And they was several of them then. And then later on, this disease come through and killed the trees.
Mm-hmm. If we were to look at, did they grow more in Cancom than other places, or was there any special spots you would go?
Just, it was way high on the hill around the cornfield crops where we'd tend corn, you know, then when we would gather.
Did anybody ever gather them to sell or trade with people at stores or anything?
Not that I know of here. They probably did other places, maybe, but not here. They didn't.
Was it like more boys would gather them than girls, or?
Both of them. They always.
I'm going to pause it. So now it's recording again. So, what do chestnuts taste like? Or how would you roast them? Walk me through it, like, from when you would go pick them to when you would eat them. Describe how that would go.
We usually found them out in the woods. We'd have to go up the hills and get them, bring them home and crack the hull. It was stickers on it. It hurt, you know. We couldn't hardly handle them. Get that off and then just lay them in a pan and roast them easy. I don't remember how long we did roast them, but when the inside got heated through, we eat them, and they were good.
Did Did you ever, was it like just kind of a snack, or did you eat them as a meal, or?
No, we just eat them. Never did have them on the table to eat. We just eat them, you know, as they got out of the oven.
Did you ever feed them to any, like, livestock that you had, or?
We didn't here, no.
Some people have talked about how they'd turn their hogs out and let them go.
Yeah, I've heard of that. We didn't. I mean, they kept their hogs all up. Mom and Dad did here in the pen until they got ready for slaughter, you know.
So they'd feed them on corn?
Yeah.
Was, at that time, had a lot of the trees been logged around here, or was it still pretty covered in forest, or?
It was pretty much covered in forest, yeah. It was, until they cleared it all out. More people began to come in here and build houses, you know. Mm-hmm. So they soon had this creek cleared out, and a lot of families lived on it. Had to put a schoolhouse in up there. And at one time, there was about 100 children went to school up there.
That's amazing.
It is, because they lived up in these hollers, you know, went all up and down the creek. And there were a lot of people on here at that time.
So when you were a kid, did most people, were they still like farming? Did most of their food come from what they would grow and farm? Or was it food that they would buy from the coal, like company stores more?
They bought what you couldn't raise. They raised everything. And they'd take corn to the mill and grind it for the mill, you know. And they raise everything else. Still, they wasn't much for them to buy, as far as that is on the farm. And their hogs, they had hogs, and they, you know, slaughtered them for meat. Chickens, and had eggs and chickens and things like that.
So did you ever collect enough? How did you harvest the nuts, and how did you store them? Did you ever store them over winter?
The chestnuts? No, we didn't. I guess some people did, but we never. We just eat what we found.
Were there other kinds of forest nuts or anything out of the forest that you would sell or trade for money, or?
No. Not, we didn't. I don't know of anything.
Didn't you say you used to pick ginseng?
Yeah, ginseng. Yeah, you didn't eat it. You sold it. Sent it off. Me and Comus used to gather it up a little. We'd mail off a matchbox full and get $8 or $10 for it, you know. And well, it's a lot more than that now, though. Mm-hmm. That's what we thought was doing good, you know.
Well, was there anything else out of the forest that you would actually sell for money? That, or was it besides ginseng, or not really?
I don't think so. I don't think there's anything. Berries now grow. Yeah, people, we didn't sell them, but a lot of people would gather them and sell them. But Mom put hers up for winter, you know.
Do you remember any buildings being made out of chestnut?
No, I've heard of chestnut lumber or wood, but I don't know what they used it for. I don't know what they did.
Do you remember anybody ever cutting down chestnut trees after the blight or before the blight?
No, I don't remember much about that. Mm-hmm. I think they just died, mostly.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Were there any tanneries around town that you remember?
Any what?
A tannery. Were they tan leather? Were there any tanneries?
No, they always mailed her packages off. And when these boys would all on the creek would go hunting and catch animals and skin them and dry the hide. Mm-hmm. And then they'd sell it, send it off.
Mm-hmm. Were there any, you know how you have all those sayings and stuff, Granny?
This what?
Your sayings or the little mountain sayings and stuff. Were there any of those that more about chestnut trees, or do you remember any mention of chestnut in any old songs or sayings or anything like that?
I don't think I do. I don't remember any.
Okay. And were there ever any, like, chestnut gathering? Did people go gather them together, or was it just something you did by yourself or with a couple people?
Not that I know of. We just, everybody got his own and didn't pay chestnuts much mind. Just a few we got to eat.
Did people ever take chestnuts with them to school to eat, or?
Not that I know of. I never did see any up there.
What did y'all take for lunch?
Milk and bread a lot, and sandwiches.
Did you ever hear about the festival that they have over at the Kingdom Come Settlement School? They do a chestnut festival. Do you know anything? Do you know anything about that?
No, I don't.
I think it's pretty small. I'm gonna start investigating that. So, do you remember how old you were when the chestnut blight came through?
Not exactly, but I think about 9 or 10 or something like that. Because I can remember them. Maybe it might have been 7 or 8, I don't know. But
what do you
I was real young, anyhow.
What do you remember?
Well, we'd get out and we'd accidentally, if trees was close, find them with the, well, even at school, you know. It would tickle us when we found them. We'd sit down and crack them.
Just raw?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They was good.
Well, why do you remember the chestnut blight? What do you remember about it? Do you remember people talking about
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I just noticed everybody talking about it and got to noticing, and it was turning black spots on the bark of them, you know, and it finally died.
Did people...
Where it come from, Icomas said Harding could tell you that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll ask Harding about it too. Did anybody ever try to do anything to stop the blight or to save the trees? Do you remember anybody doing?
I think I remember reading something, hearing people talk that they did, but I don't know what it was or anything.
Did was there a lot of lumbering that went on, or timber cutting that went on Kingdom Come Creek?
Not too much that I can remember. Mm-hmm. People would clear out a cornfield. Mom and Dad did up the hill over there. A big field. Had it cleared and planting corn in it, beans.
Were there any spots around or any places that you would go or that you knew of that where there were a lot of chestnut trees growing?
No, it'd just be one here or yonder when we was out playing or something or up in the woods. Mm-hmm. We'd run on and see the chestnuts on the ground and know it was a chestnut tree.
Were the chestnuts big, or how were the chestnuts, were they different than looking than the other trees, or was there anything different about them that stood out?
I can't hardly remember. I wouldn't think so. Of course, the leaves was different to tell you it was a chestnut tree. Mm-hmm. You'd find the chestnuts under it, but it's just among the other trees. Mm-hmm. So I don't know.
Okay. Let's see. So... do you think, did the loss of the chestnut have any direct economic impact on y'all in terms of, of how much you depended on it and then when it was gone?
No, it didn't bother us at all. We missed them by not finding them out when we was playing or anything, you know, just a few. Mm-hmm. Everybody hated to see it, you know, fade away, but that's all I ever heard of the chestnuts being used or anything.
Mm-hmm. Well, did anything replace the chestnut for y'all? Like, after it was gone, did you gather other kinds?
There's hickory nuts. We gathered them.
Did you gather them more after there weren't any chestnuts anymore, or?
Did we go?
Did you gather hickory nuts more after the chestnuts were gone?
Yeah, we'd pick up every one of them we could get. We couldn't have, if we was out and didn't have nothing to put them in, we couldn't carry chestnuts. They hurt.
Yeah. Well, do you know about any of the restoration effort that they're working on to bring the chestnut back?
I hadn't heard it mentioned until you told me. I don't know anything about it.
Okay. Do you think it would be important to restore the chestnut tree?
Yeah, I'd like to see them come back. I would, but I don't know anything about it.
Why would you like to see them come back?
Well, just because it's chestnuts, I guess. And I'd say that was good lumber, too. I've heard of chestnut lumber, but I don't know, you know, what they used it for or anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all have split rail fences up around here?
Yeah. Some. They didn't have it like up and down the yard, but maybe the garden spot was fenced off.
Well, how do you think people would use chestnut trees the same way today that they did back when you were growing up?
I'd say they would use it for lumber and gather chestnuts too. I'd like to do that again.
Do you think it's important to the culture? Do you think it's important symbol of the culture around here, or not that much? Or
well, all these old people remember some. Well, you know, when, yeah, I'd think say so.
Are there any other kind of trees that you've seen that have gone away that you think are important to bring back too, or is it?
I don't know of any, I mean, by name now.
Just the chestnut, you think?
Yeah.
Do you have any concerns or advice for people who are trying to bring the tree back?
Well, I don't know what they could do, but I'd like to see it come back. You know, it was interesting. But I don't know what they could do to make it grow here. Mm-hmm. If it died out and had a disease, it may not ever be of any use anymore.
Some people have talked about how boys would stomp burrs with their feet to show how tough they were. Did you ever see
no,
boys do that?
No, I didn't see that.
I'm going to turn it back on. Do you remember, did you and your brother go gathering them, to go gather chestnuts together, or did you go by yourself?
Sometimes we'd be out playing and find a tree, we'd gather together, and other than that, we were by ourselves.
So you just took as much as you could carry, or did you put them in a bag?
Yeah, we didn't take a bag to put them in. We sometimes take rocks and hurl them.
Do you remember, can you describe to me what they looked like, the nuts, or what they tasted like?
I don't know what they tasted like. They was different from any other nuts. They were good, though. And I don't know, they was pretty good size nut, and it's a round ball like an apple, you know. And you crack that open and it fell apart on each side. Mm-hmm. That's about all I remember of them, just cracking them with a rock, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He's that.
Do you think people would, that it could be like a cash crop for people?
I've never heard of that. It probably was somewhere, but I don't know anything about it.
Okay.
Not around here, I don't think they did. But they wouldn't, I don't think that much of them as far as gathering up that many, you know.
Okay. Do you think people who lived in town would gather chestnuts as much as people who lived out here?
I don't know. I doubt it, though. Just mostly people out on the farms and things.
Are there any places around here that are named after chestnut, like Chestnut Mountain, Chestnut Hill, or anything like that?
Not that I know of right here.
Okay. I think that's about it. Well, thanks for doing this interview, Granny. I appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome. I didn't know much, but I